Only once in my life have I been truly close to dying. My judgment was a bit off. It was dark, the traffic was heavy. An inattentive driver on the 405 freeway in Los Angeles veered in front of me to avoid an exit ramp, and I swerved to avoid him. The enormous 18-wheeler in the lane to my left wasn't as far back as I had thought. The very last inch of my back bumper caught the very front corner of the truck's cab. That was enough. I lost all control of my car, which executed a slow and stately counterclockwise turn, ending with my driver's side flush into the front of the truck, still speeding down the freeway. It was slow and stately from my perspective anyway. I felt as if I were trapped in amber, watching helplessly as my car moved of its own volition until it nestled against the truck's grille, perpendicular to the direction of traffic, a blinding headlight shining in my face. I was shaken but unhurt. The car was a bit rumpled, and it needed some serious work in the body shop, but it was able to drive me home once all the police reports had been filled out. A few inches here, a change of speed there, a bit more panic on the part of the truck driver, things could have been very different. Many of us come close to dying long before we do die. We confront the finitude of our lives. In my professional capacity as a physicist, I study the universe as a whole. It's a big universe. 14 billion years after the Big Bang, the region of space we can directly see is populated by a few hundred billion galaxies, averaging 100 billion stars each. We human beings, by contrast, are quite tiny. A recent arrival on an insignificant planet orbiting a nondescript star. Whatever the outcome of my freeway misadventure had been, my lifetime would be measured in decades, not in billions of years. A person is a diminutive, ephemeral thing, standing smaller in comparison with the universe than a single atom stands in comparison with the Earth. Can any one individual existence really matter? In some sense, it obviously can. I live a fortunate life, with family and friends who care about me and who would be extremely upset were I to die. I myself would be quite unhappy if I somehow knew ahead of time that my life was going to end. But from the perspective of a vast, seemingly indifferent cosmos, does it really matter all that much? I like to think that our lives do matter, even if the universe would trundle along without us. But we have to respect the question and work hard to understand how our desire to matter fits in with the nature of reality at its deepest levels. A friend of mine, a neuroscientist and biologist, can make individual cells young again. Scientists have developed techniques for taking stem cells in the adult human body, which have aged and taken on some more mature characteristics, and reverse aging them until they are just like newborn stem cells. There's a long road from cells to complete organisms. So I asked her, half jokingly, whether we would someday be able to reverse age human beings and potentially keep them young forever. You and I are going to die someday, she mused. But if either of us has grandchildren, I wouldn't be so sure. Now that's thinking like a biologist. As a physicist, I know it doesn't violate any laws of nature to imagine living beings lasting for millions or even billions of years, so I have no objection there. But eventually, all of the stars will have exhausted their nuclear fuel, their cold remnants will fall into black holes, and those black holes will gradually evaporate into a thin gruel of elementary particles in a dark and empty universe. We won't really live forever, no matter how clever biologists get to be. Everybody dies. Life is not a substance like water or rock. It's a process like fire or a wave crashing on the shore. It's a process that begins, lasts for a while, and ultimately ends. Long or short, our moments are brief against the expanse of eternity.